Welcome back to the Make Money Making Videos podcast. You're dealing with eight clients actively right now, which means you've been dealing with tens and tens and tens of clients, tens, 20s, 30s of clients over the course of the past, let's say, you know, year, something like that, right?
Yeah.
What is, so my channel is heavily populated with freelancers, you know, what is the main thing a client is looking for in a freelancer? What are they looking for? How can you keep that? How can you keep that relationship as pure as possible? And how have, you know, you enabled these clients to
be comfortable? Because I guess I've become almost like a client for a lot of freelancers because I kind of have to act as a client. When I get freelancers on board, I am almost acting as, you know, they kind of see me as the client in the beginning.
Yep.
And that's, I guess I can talk directly from that. So when I go out and I look for a freelancer, I'm looking for someone that is like, reliability is just the biggest thing. Like,
name of the game.
I don't care. Like, if you have, like, there's been so many people that are really good at editing, and that's the thing. Like, a lot of people have a great skill level, and I envy that, and that's great. And you, and I mean, that can get you to places. However, if you are like not answering in even just the smallest thing of like just being polite on the message, like if your messages are like not professional, or if they say something like, could you please add this here? And you just do like an okay with no capital or no, like just little things like that just show like your care and your sort of
shows
like
lack of effort. And so that sort of right there, even down to the communication side, is a huge priority. Make sure you're showing interest in what this is doing. This person's trying to hire you to work on a project and fulfill their vision. Now, you're fulfilling somebody else's vision, but you're still coming from the perspective of a client who still needs the job done. And
exactly
that I would definitely say so, because, you know, even down to me is from the freelance side, is I think communication is key. And that's why even going back to the way you're talking with them, as in, if you can get in that call, you avoid that step right there where you're kind of second guessing yourself, thinking, damn, are they putting enough effort into this? Do they care? Are they annoyed? Whatever you're trying to guess their psyche by writing some simple shit. And the reality, they might just be a blunt guy. They might just not have much to say. You know what I mean? I think getting in that call can help you get around that and help you make such a better connection with the client. Would you agree that in terms of freelancers that you've talked to in a call, opposed to just ones who communicate only over messages?
I think that with me, I think that I kind of void that barrier because the freelancer doesn't talk to the client, so I am the only one that talks to client. I think that as an independent freelancer, you should get good at talking with clients in calls, and I've definitely like it when I get.
But
a
you're coming from the perspective of the client.
Yeah.
Freelancers, like, you're the client, even though they know it's an agency, but they're still talking with you. They're doing the work for you, pretty much. So you still do have that hands-on experience of you coming from the perspective of the client and kind of seeing how they interact with you.
100%. It's definitely getting on the call, especially when I got on the call with like clients and stuff, that really ramps up, especially if you can be professional and you can kind of 100%. Know how to put on, or not put on, but just like to act in the way which is true to your services and what you can do for the client. Like, if you kind of frame it in a way that you're trying to help and give value to them, then they can really feel that. And so definitely calls, if you can properly get your confidence level up to that and you know how talk properly, that really, like, that probably 80% boosts it up to of closing the deal.
100%.
But when it comes to like when you say about what happens with me, like, there's many of my freelancers, I would never have them directly speak voice to voice. Probably quite at like 50% of them, I would probably not get them on the call with the freelancer client, because they're just not, they wouldn't sort of do it, they wouldn't do the call justice. They
don't really
know
bad on you, etc.
Sell themselves. And I think what's good with what I do is that because I'm the point of contact, the client kind of relies on me to, because the way that I talk and the way I do things, you know, I make sure it's like it's professional and it's, and it gives a good sort of, you know, I kind of work with people, you know, so it gives a good image. And so when I get a freelancer on, all I'm looking for really when it comes to me is someone that's good at the editing, really reliable, like for instance, like our services need to be done within 24 hours. They need to make sure they're getting it done on time, like they're ready, they're messaging, they're ready to, like, they're there, you know. I can really rely on these people. So when I talk about, when you say what do you look for, what does a client look for,
exactly,
I think just a broad sort of generalization is that a client looks for reliability. Mm-hmm. Just reliability is the hugest thing, as well as like just someone like trust, I guess. Reliability and trust also connect with each other, but just someone that like you can rely on,
someone you can count also on, exactly, yeah,
someone that like you, it's almost like you gotta just connect with them on like a
friend level,
on more of just
if you can, like, do that, if you can breach the gap between it feeling like someone you're hiring, as in the client you know, feels like you're kind of more equal to them opposed to somebody you're hiring, that's gonna be so much better, and that will increase the chance of future work. If they like you, they'll look for an excuse to work with you, like,
exactly,
they really will. They'll want to come back,
like, try and make it like joke around in the court, or like, you know, try, don't make it really like, hey, so we're going to do your services today. Like, make it like, how's it going? And like,
exactly,
they talk about something, try and just like bounce off each other, have a good, try and like really see their vision. And then also just another thing is just really see their, like, kind of affirm that you see their vision.
Make them feel like you hear them 100%. That's so crucial.
Yeah. Like when they talk about maybe, so yeah, I want to do this style of video, and be like, oh yeah, well, yeah, see, I see a lot of that on YouTube, and I see a lot of this happening, and you could definitely
active listening,
weave this in, and maybe try and give them idea, like try and just give so much value that you can. Like, you're not just a video editor. Try and be like someone that has enthusiasm, has passion for like just video in general.
So correct, so correct, man. Seriously, I mean, so like, just by hearing you say that, I'm instantly just playing through the interactions I've had with clients in my head, you know, and it's just really my confidence in terms of securing the deal over a call has drastically increased over the past, let's say, 6 months or something, and that's just me being able to articulate my skill set based on talking to enough people that I can easily articulate what I can do. And it's a matter of experience. I don't think people should be put off if you know, it's not going amazing right away. I mean, a lot of freelancers might stereotypically not be the most kind of charismatic, you know, talkative people, by all means. That's a generalization, but you know, there's some truth to it for sure. So I think neither were we, you know what I mean? We didn't jump at the first call on some Wolf of Wall Street kind of vibes and you know, just charm their socks off, you know. It definitely took us a lot of kind of experience to go through this to kind of narrow it down to how to communicate with those clients. But just to wrap up that subject, because I think that can provide a lot of value for listeners, is because a lot of people are looking for you know, how to actually land their first job, and I think the most important things from your perspective would be the accountability, kind of accountability,
reliability,
exactly, knowing you can count on them, knowing you can rely on them. And then communication side is a tie, if not, you know, a very close second in terms of the most important things in terms of getting clients. There we go. Another episode of the Make Money Making Videos podcast completed. I'm proud of you. I appreciate you. I really hope you're gaining value from this. That's obviously the objective that I had in mind when creating this podcast. So, hey, keep cracking on with the podcast if you are. And if you're not, I'm sorry, I failed you. See you in the next episode.